Hello, and that was a weird hello. But hey guys, welcome to the UK First and 10 Dallas Cowboys podcast. As always, we're back at the beginning of the season to start giving you our views and opinions. And as always, just a lot of bad language, terrible jokes, and not safe for work content. As always, I'm your host, the beautiful, charming Ben Galatia, and I am joined by two of my favourite people in the world, but unfortunately they couldn't make it, so we've currently got Billy and Rob.
Hey!
As
hello,
always,
everybody!
Bill
hey, hey!
As always, Bill joins us from the north, so he still can't pronounce his T's.
You only need T's.
No, that's true.
You just don't know the rest of the word.
Valid point.
Welcome to the podcast.
You're right. I fucked that right up. Honestly, you can tell it's been a while. Ugh. Right. And Rob, hello, mate. How's America doing? Have you...
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal? Okay, cool. Okay, cool. And we're just to start this episode off, we're going to be doing a little
I'd like to start with a quote. The quote is this, and you guys may have heard it. If you hesitate, some bolder hand will stretch out before you and get the prize. P.T. Barnum.
Right. Well, it's nice to see that we're back to where we used to be. Okay. Rob, what the fuck is that?
It was a quote from Hugh Jackman in a film.
No, P.T. Barnum.
Yeah,
And Bale.
Yeah. Yeah, he was it was basically a guy that created freak shows. He was just an exploitative human being. See how we turn that one on your head, Rob.
Yeah, I'm... anyway, so if you're new to the podcast, switch off. This is basically it. We do talk Cowboys. And we do also chat bollocks and rip each other. And some of it is very interesting and off the wall, and some of it is off the wall and
not as interesting.
we do animal facts whenever the Cowboys lose, so be prepared for that. If we lose, we do an animal fact. So let's see how that goes. Anyway, back to what I was saying. We're going to do a bit of news around the, Cowboys news around the NFL. We're going to talk about predictions for the season, and we're going to talk about playing that horrible bastard and his new team. Well, it's not really new anymore, is it? In a couple of days. We do also do other general news normally, and we'll chat about a bit of everything. But I would say for this first one, let's leave off any interesting world and political discussions, because everybody's sick and tired of it all.
If you are a first time listener, just to let you all in on a secret, that none of us really like Tom Brady. In fact, we hate him as a human being and a football player, and that's what he was alluding to. Although, funny story, Rob was once involved in a circle jerk with him last year.
Yeah, it's true.
Not true.
Yeah, you're right. It was more of like a football shaped jerk.
I think
it
was just him and Tom, to be fair.
Oh yeah, and also if anybody did listen last year, and you all don't know what happened, we made a bet, and me and Bill lost the bet, and unfortunately, Rob won the bet, and now at some point this season, me and Bill have to wear a Tom Brady Buccaneers jersey. And let's not ever talk about that again. Right, moving on, guys. Let's start with the Cowboys. Obviously, we were going to do some podcasts over the summer, and we just haven't. Life's been too busy. Bill and Rob have like 55 kids between them, I have been wanking a lot, so obviously we've had too much going on. So we'll do a little bit talking about obviously what's happened in the off season and what's going to happen. We'll talk about preseason. We'll kind of do all of that now. So let's start with a bit of news. If you haven't heard, our OG, that's a pun there. I'm very, very proud of that. But our at OG, Zach Martin, is not going to be playing because he has caught the Rona, unfortunately, which, especially when we're opening up against Dickwad, we don't really want that. Badly do we think that's going to affect us, guys?
Well, I heard that he caught the Delta variant when he was late on a Delta flight. That's just what I heard. And then it just, you know, proceeded from there.
So we had a spate of them, didn't we? We had the defensive coordinator come down with it in the preseason game. CD Lamb's had it. I get the funny feeling that there's someone that's around there that's sort of spread it a bit, and Zach's caught it late on. Jerry said, "Well, we did
just pick up someone from next Eagles player, so maybe he's doing it to be a dick. It's
usually AIDS with them." Valid point. So Jerry said today that although Mike McCarthy said it's massively unlikely, he says, you know, they've put him down as a you know, they haven't ruled him out, but he's the most close to ruling out of a player that they've ever known. Jerry has said the opposite. Jerry said there is a slim chance if he provides two negatives between now and Thursday and shows no COVID symptoms, then he can play. Which, take that as you will. Jerry just thinking, oh, I'll take the test for him.
Oh, come on, well, Jerry can write a check to make the test negative.
Exactly. Yeah, but then we could end up losing the rest of our squad. Like,
yeah.
Anyway,
it's a funny one. I wouldn't like to go up against that defensive line without Zach Martin. But Connor McGovern's going to step in.
Yeah,
it hasn't been bad.
Awful.
He hasn't been awful. All right, then. Yeah. At times he was bad, but he's respectable. But Lyle Collins is coming back from a neck stinger injury.
Yeah.
But Zach Martin. Tyron Smith has said that he's in the best condition of his life, which usually is what anyone says when they come back from an injury.
Yeah, but also, like, I mean, he's getting on, like, he's got to say that, do you know what I mean? Like, Tyron Smith has to be like, yeah, I'm good. Because, you know, he ain't got long left. And no disrespect to the guy. He's a fucking animal. God bless you.
He's only 30.
But, is he only 30?
Yeah, he's only 30. No. He's only 30. You're saying it like he's, you know, we're going to have to put him out to pasture like Curly's dog.
I thought he was like, 34, 35.
Yeah, you were making it sound like he's that old. At the end of the season, we're going to take him out of the car park and shoot him.
That's my bad. That's my bad knowledge, then. Well, welcome to the podcast. I'm your host.
Admittedly, he looks like an old dude, and occasionally his knees treat him like an old dude, and so does his back and his neck.
Yeah, he definitely does not look 30. Like, that's a fact.
Yeah.
He had a very hard paper route.
He did. He was carrying his own weight around as well as them papers.
Yeah, well, that was it. right, guys, moving on. I'm just trying to think. Any other Cowboys? I mean, we could talk about Dak, but I mean, I think we're going to talk about Dak a lot this season. So let's save that for another podcast.
I think the Dak thing with the not playing, not throwing shoulder thing was just, let's just be careful with him.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And we could talk about the preseason, but the preseason means nothing.
No,
Cowboys fans
does mean
love
nothing.
It. Because they will put a 0-4 next to us and say, oh, you couldn't even win a preseason game. Well, I wouldn't even try to win a preseason game.
No. My only problem, so I agree preseason is shit. Hold on. All know preseason means nothing. But
What, Rob? Maybe we want to talk about August 20th. I'm not sure if you guys know this. Canoe Neal was the best pickoff in the offseason for the Dallas Cowboys. He's looking pretty good. I'm not sure if you guys saw that or not. The linebacker.
Yeah, he's going to play quite a nice little hybrid linebacker, almost safety position at times. He'll be good along. We're going to be absolutely stacked at linebacker because
Parsons is balling.
Parsons
out of control
looked amazing.
Parsons looks amazing. But again, it's preseason and it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything, but it did show that he's going to be defensive rookie of the year, guaranteed. I'll put my money on it now.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you on that one. I'm going to agree with that one because I was going to bring it up.
I'm not going to agree with you on that
because nearly every year, defensive rookie of the year is somebody that nobody was considering to be defensive rookie of the year until about 8 games in, and that is why I'm going to disagree with you on that one. But I'm worried about our defense. Right, I'm really, really worried because, yes, we've kept some players. Yes, we've got some new players. And I know preseason doesn't mean anything. But I don't know. We've got too many old guys who've been paid who were shit and said they care but then didn't care. Like, I don't have the faith in Tank I used to have. I don't have the faith in a lot. The person I've got the most faith in is Randy fucking Gregory, and he likes to smoke weed. Like, that's where we fucking are. Also, Randy Gregory is a beast. We know that. But I don't know. And then Dan Quinn, is his system going to work? It was fucking dog shit at the Falcons. It was fucking dog shit. And everyone goes, yes, but the Seahawks. Yeah, great. But, you know, that was a long time ago. And look at the fucking squad he had then. He had fucking several Hall of Famers in his squad. This is why I was saying this before the podcast, and I'll say it now. I don't want to make any predictions. We will make predictions because that's what we do on the podcast, but I don't want to make any predictions until I've watched the Bucks game. I've watched the Bucks game, I will be able to have a grasp on how well we're going to do.
I think we can all agree with this. If we beat the Bucks, I think it will be a huge momentum builder, which could potentially launch the season in a different direction. And if we lose, people are going to be like, oh, yeah, it's going to be more of the same. It's because they didn't have Zach Martin. Excuses are going to come out, and we're going to start the season looking down. And I can see it go either way at this point. I really think it's a coin flip.
I don't know. We're going to get into this in a second. But if with what Rob said, if you actually look at the fixture list, and I have it in front of me, so I'm cheating. The first game is difficult. The second game is kind of difficult. But then we have a nice run of about 6 games until we hit the Chiefs.
But we say this every year. So,
I'm gonna defend them a little bit. So last year was a brand new head coach. It was a brand new defensive coach. COVID meant that they didn't have time.
Dak Prescott. For 8 games, 9, 10 games, whatever.
Yeah, and we didn't have, you know, Cheeto was out for a while. Diggs was a rookie, and no one really knew who was meant to be covering who. And there was a lot of blown plays, and Jalen Smith wasn't up to it. And I think there was a conflagration of issues. We've practiced this year.
I get it and I agree with it, and you are right, and like you are right. But, and I said this last year, and I've said this to you before, we're the goddamn Dallas Cowboys. Like, until we get on that pitch, I don't know. I just don't know. And also, with the defense thing, Rob, back to where you were saying about, you know, if we win or we lose, I don't care if we lose. What I care is how many points we concede. I think we're going to lose the game, whether we concede 3 points or we concede 10 points or 50.
It's going to be a few more.
Yeah, yeah. But what I mean is, like, I think we're going to lose the game, right? But I've bet on us to win the game because, you know, I'm a Cowboys fan. But with my head, I think we're going to lose it. But I don't care if we lose it. I don't. Fuck the Bucks game. It's the first game of the season. We're playing Super Bowl champs. Everything's in their fucking corner backing them. If we win it, brilliant. But I just want our defense to show up because we know our offense can show up. We know we can throw the ball. We know we can run the ball. We know Dak can run the ball. We know we can catch the ball. We know we can move after the catch. There's literally no issue there. But are we going to have another season where we are scoring 40 points scoring 30 points and conceding 36 points? That's the issue.
I fully believe in all my many years of supporting the Dallas Cowboys that Jerry Jones once heard the saying, offense sells tickets, defense wins Super Bowls. And he just heard the first bit and went, that, I want that. And then they were like, but Jerry, there's more. And he's like, I don't care. You said the great word, sell. I want that.
He said offense sell. He's like, if you'd have said oil, I'd have bought it already.
Yeah. And now he's getting older in his old age. Because people tend to get older in their old age.
Yeah. He's doing music videos for Post Malone.
I don't know. Do you know? I'm going to call it now, right? In Hard Knocks, Jerry had a bit of a moment where he kind of broke down in tears. He was doing the start of the year and he was doing his one more go. He started breaking down in tears and I was looking at him thinking, he's an old dude. I don't think we've got long left for Jerry. I'm going to call it now. I think... I looked at it and I thought, he's going to either step back and this is his last year pushing properly. He's going to let Steve have a go. Or there's something else wrong because he broke down in tears at about the start of the season and, you know, wanting to just have a good season and get up there and win.
Yeah.
And I just thought, why? Why now? Why are you crying now? And he looked old and he looks a bit sort of awkward. I'm going to call it now.
I mean, it's one of those things when it happens, 50% of the fan base is going to be sad and 50% of the fan base is going to be thankful. And it's just one of those, isn't it?
I like Jerry.
Don't get me wrong, Jerry made the team what it is. Fair play, we would have the team that we love if it wasn't for Jerry. But it's not even Jerry. It's just the general idea of, you know, having a general manager that basically is also the head coach.
Yeah, but someone said this brilliantly the other day and said, if you go out and you buy yourself a new toy, do you want to play with that toy or do you want to tell someone to play with that toy and watch them?
Yeah, no, you are right.
Everyone would do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying that. Not with sex toys. Like, if I buy a sex toy, depending on what the sex toy is, I definitely want to watch someone else play with it. In fact, I've bought a few of them. right, anyways.
We're just going to add a little bit more silence.
Shall we? Yeah, I'm having a great time.
It's an amazing segue.
Shall we? sorry. Actually, no, I'll mention that later. Shall we move on to predicting the season?
Yes.
I'll go first.
All right.
Well, I think we're going to do game by game.
I got it game by game. We're just going to be quick. You don't need to.
Give reasons, just a quick one.
Just a quick one.
Okay.
And we'll see at the end of it. We'll tally it up and see what we all think.
Okay.
So
I'm going head, not heart. Head, not heart. Okay, let's go.
Okay. We'll start with Rob. Tampa. At Tampa.
I'm going to say we lose.
Put an L there. Ben?
Yeah.
Lose.
I'm going to go lose. I think.
Wow, that doesn't happen often. All three of us say lose.
That doesn't happen often. It's just not the right time, is it?
No.
All right. Next week we face the Chargers.
Win.
I'm gonna put lose.
Well, I say win again. Ask me on Friday. Honestly, this is why. I'm going with my head, so I said head, not heart, so I'm going to have to say lose. Right now, I'm being negative about it. I'm going to say lose.
Okay, this is the good bit. It's like a roller coaster this season. We've started climbing. We did the climb. It's difficult. It's Tampa. It's the Chargers. This is the fun bit where we go down. Eagles.
Win.
I've already put W's in for y'all. Panthers.
Win.
With Sam Darnold. Already put W's in for you in that one. Giants.
Win.
Yeah.
Win.
Pats.
Win.
Win.
Win. Vikings.
Win.
Win.
Halloween. Well, Halloween Sunday night.
No, no. Head not heart. Head not heart. We're gonna lose.
Oh,
sorry, Rob.
Fuck off.
Sorry, Rob. Sorry,
not
Rob.
The Pats.
Again, it's all to do with our defense, mate. The Vikings' offense is fucking stacked, bro. I don't care who you are.
Who?
No, they're not.
Who are they gonna throw it to?
Who are they going to throw it to?
Oh, did you say the Vikings? Sorry.
The Vikings.
The Vikings.
Do you realize? Did you realize the Vikings are the least vaccinated team in the NFL? Put that into consideration.
It doesn't really mean much as long as they
Long as they don't catch it too much. The Vikings' offense is stacked, bro. So again, I'd rather give the answer after the Bucs game, seeing how defense works. But right now, I'm going to go with my head, not my heart, and say we lose it.
All right, Broncos.
I'm win.
Win.
Falcons.
Win.
Ooh, it's going to be high scoring. Falcons.
Again, Falcons are one of them teams where you have to see him for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you really do.
And then
you
just kick an onside kick
that I'm not sure of. Did they draft many defensive players?
No.
Lose. So we'll win that, sorry.
Julio Jones went to Tennessee.
Yeah, I knew that, yeah.
And then they drafted Kyle Pitts, the big tight end who's meant to be like...
They've basically got Pitts, Ridley.
No, yeah, they got Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, they got Pitts and Ridley. We win that.
All right, we're back on L's. Chiefs.
Chiefs.
It's so hard to say, but I'm.
It's not hard to say. It isn't. Yeah, it's going to be lose.
I'm going to say we'll take a lose, but depending on their O line and our defense, I might have a different opinion. Again, depending on their O line. We've seen how badly their O-line affected them. Depending on their O-line and our defense, my opinion might change. But right now, I say we lose that.
At the Saints.
Oh,
I think we're going to win that.
I
think the Saints are going to implode this season.
Jameis Winston, isn't it?
Yep. It's not even Winston. It's the fact that they look like they were really getting going and bringing something up with Taysom Hill and bringing stuff out and Bruce, and now they just seem to be chucking money about and then pissing off players they've already got and flipping and flopping. And it just seems like there's no team management there. I honestly think the Saints are going to have like a 4-13 season or something.
Annoyingly, Michael Thomas probably will be back around about them as well.
Will he be playing for this? Yeah, I don't know.
Week 11, in fact. Washington, at Washington.
Win.
I think we're gonna split.
I'm gonna stay lose. Yeah, I think we're gonna win one, lose one.
Washington. I said this to someone the other day, and I'm gonna stake my claim at the start of the season. Washington should go balls out to lose. Right, they are one quarterback away from a really good playoff push with that defense.
Yeah, that defense is the real deal. We don't like to give, you know, props to any teams in the NFC East other than the Cowboys, but I don't care who you are. If the Cowboys had that Washington defense right now, we would be talking about the Super Bowl.
We would be talking about the Super Bowl easily. All right, then, Giants.
Yeah. We'll win that.
Win.
Washington again at home.
We'll lose.
Let's say we'll win.
So we're all splitting. We're all splitting the Washington, right?
Yeah.
Cardinals.
Lose.
Win.
I'm 50-50 on that one.
Mate, the Cards offense. Again, it comes down to defense. Ask me on the week one.
I'll say lose.
Are we gonna go lose on that one? All right then.
They've got more wide receivers than we have.
and then we finish the season at the Eagles.
Well, actually, no. Oof. Let's say we're doing better than them, and let's just be optimistic okay, now okay, and say the season's, let's just say NFC East is as shit as it's been for the last couple of years, and somehow we're winning the division, so we rest our players. So therefore, we will lose that game.
Lose. Good point. Okay. I'll say lose.
To be honest, I want to put a loss in there because for the simple reason that this is looking a bit too bright and breezy. We are, Rob's got us at 12-5. Ben's got us at 10-7.
Yeah, which is what I said preseason anyway.
I've got us at 11-6.
And an 11-6 record is what the NFL analyst thinks that the Cowboys are going to be.
Well, that's because I'm an NFL analyst.
There you go.
What do you think this is?
Okay, exactly. Right. Here's another question then. Quick answer. So that's what we said game by game. Right, but just season as a whole now, forget the teams we're playing, just think of how we are and how the league is. If we hadn't have done game by game and I just said to you, what are we going to finish on, what would you have said?
I would have said 11-6.
I'd have gone 10-7.
I'd have gone 9-8.
I think it all depends on the... I agree with you. It all depends on that defense. But the thing is, this is the NFL. There is always that meh factor. And that meh factor can be anything from a dude getting injured that you can't lose, like Dak, to sort of COVID, to Trayvon Diggs just sort of all of a sudden having everything click together.
Yeah,
and just being an interception machine.
The main thing this season really relies on, and it is the one thing, and you just touched on it then, is if anything happens to Dak, we're fucked, and that's it. We're fucked. Anything. There's no hope for any backup quarterback. We don't have a backup quarterback. I mean, I know technically we do, but again, I repeat my point.
DiNucci is fucking trash.
DiNucci's gone. We've got Rico.
No, not Rico, sorry.
Confused my players then. Cooper Rush, that's it. Because
we
don't have him anymore, and he was a tight end.
Don't we got Gigi?
No, we sacked him.
We released Gigi and we released DiNucci.
I wish we would have kept Gigi. I thought he was decent. He was decent enough.
Yeah, to... I agree with you.
I think he had one game.
Yeah, but he just. Every time I see Cooper Rush, he looks like a lost and bewildered Big Ben. That's what he looks like. He looks like Big Ben, but after he's taken the roofies that he was giving the girls. That's what he looks like.
So we did pick up Will. I think it's Will Frears.
Was he the backup for like the Carolina Panthers or some shit?
I think he was. Yes. So we picked him up. As our number three, just in case.
But there is no just in case. We might as well not have backup quarterbacks, because we don't have one. We don't have a backup quarterback.
Hold on. Do you guys watch All American? Because if we don't have a backup quarterback, if you guys watch All American, we should probably just throw the fucking middle linebacker in like they do in All American. JJ, when QB2 goes in, he's the middle linebacker. So, you know, why not throw Micah Parsons in if that were to happen?
Just
see what happens.
See what he can do.
Yeah.
Like when we got what's his face to start kicking for us.
Oh, mate.
The venereal disease?
Yeah. I can't remember who it was.
Venereal disease.
I tell you one thing though. Looking at our defense, I know you're worried about it, but Trayvon Diggs is being good. And then if Micah Parsons is who Micah Parsons we think he is, and we've got Leighton Van Der Esch, and we've got Jalen Smith there. And then we do have
My problem is not Parsons. My problem is Leighton Van Der Esch staying healthy.
Yeah.
And Jalen Smith remembering how to play football every game.
Yeah. Well, if those two things happen
and Tank decides to turn up at least for 12 games of the season. Because Tank's a great player, but he is not consistent. The thing is, though, Randy Gregory is consistent. The only thing that's not consistent about him is when they don't put him in the game. But when Randy Gregory is in the game, he has been our most consistent defensive player for the last few seasons,
in my opinion. So here's the thing, though, right? Here's where I'm getting at. Because don't forget, we have Keanu Neal as well.
So we have four
very good, dynamic. Jalen Smith struggled in coverage, but I'm thinking that he was struggling to understand the coverage. Mm. The rest of them have been good in coverage. Leighton Van Der Esch he's slow, but the others are gonna be good in it. But at the same time, if we have Tank and we have Gregory and we have, I think Gallimore's Moore's out, but Tristan Hill can do it.
Mm.
We can rush the linebacker a lot.
Yeah.
We can have a linebacker. We could almost do a 3-4.
Yeah. We're
set for a 4-3, but we can do a 3-4 and just use linebackers and just mess with their heads that way.
I'm with you on that, and I think that would be a good strategy to go for most of the season. But our cornerbacks need to be able to stand up when we need them to. And it's just, again, it's not bad, but
it's what we had last year, except for Cheeto, pretty much.
Yeah, Cheeto makes me sad. I'm currently looking at one of his autographs. I don't know, man. Sorry, guys. I'm being very negative. I'm just... And this is point, actually, with the Bucks game, right? I've just been negative about the team. I'm now going to be negative about the fans, and I'm sorry, but I have to say it. If we beat the Bucks, right, all Dallas Cowboys fans, shut the fuck up. I do not want to hear Super Bowl bound before the second game of the season. Because if we do somehow manage to beat the Bucks, it's literally, Rob, I love you dearly, but you're going to be the worst. As soon as if we beat the Bucks, you're going to be like, we're going to the Super Bowl, guys! Oh, it's a year! And it's like, if for some reason by miracle we do beat the Bucks, Cowboys fans, sit the fuck down, let's get to game 12, and then we can start talking about it.
It's not going to be Super Bowl bound. It's going to be it's our year. That's what everybody will be saying.
That's it. Yeah, that is it. It's our year. And we don't want
if we do beat the Bucks, we don't want it to be the high point of our season.
No, we do not.
No, beating the Vikings is always the high point of your season,
right? That's fucking right.
The high point of my season will be whether we even get to the playoffs or not. High point of my season, I've got 2.
You're going to get drunk every Sunday.
Well, and that. Okay, 3. that we have, a minimum average to decent defense, and Dak doesn't get injured. If those two things happen by the end of the season, I'm not too bothered about the rest.
How many years has Dak played?
This will be his 5th year.
How many injuries has he had, bar that one game where he basically twisted his ankle completely the wrong direction?
He's had that, but he's also had a little shoulder issue, and he's getting a bit old. He's also, and this is the important thing,
getting a bit old. Do you know how old Dak is?
No, I know he's young, but he's doing a lot, and he's using his body a lot. But the other thing with Dak is he's been paid. So he's got nothing to prove now. So add that to the fact that if he thinks he's going to get an injury and he knows he's already getting paid no matter what he throws, I'm not saying I genuinely think Dak will give us all. I don't think he's that kind of quarterback. I do not think that. But it is a potential.
It's not.
You know what I mean?
It's not. I get where you're coming from. And there is a lot to say about quarterbacks not getting paid because they don't perform, but that it depends on the person, and that doesn't seem that person, and especially
I fully agree with you. Yeah,
I think.
Sorry, Karen.
I also, after watching Hard Knocks as well, I you know, I did have that opinion that Zeke got paid and sort of gave up a little bit, but I don't have that now as much. No. I think Zeke's going to have a good year. I was in a fantasy league last night, and I was drafting number two, and I decided to stand by my convictions, and I drafted Zeke ahead of pretty much everyone apart from McCaffrey. Because
really?
Well, let's put it this way. It's one of the leagues, and it's not the most important one, so you know, just to dilute my point a little bit. But
yeah.
I genuinely think Zeke's going to have a good year.
You see, in my main fantasy league, the only Cowboys player I drafted was Tony Pollard.
Oh.
No. And the reason, and I drafted him right at the end, third to last round. And the only reason I picked him up is, you're right, Zeke looks great and he looks hungry and he looks in the best shape he's been in years. But I have this feeling, you know, he was very catchy-droppy last season. I don't think he's going to be catchy-droppy this season, but I do think...
Sounds like a reggae song.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Catchy-droppy. Anyway.
Like a reggae song.
I tried to do a Jamaican accent. I think I sounded like a Welsh man having a shit. But anyway, I do think, though, that Zeke... Sod's Law states he's going to get an injury in the first five games. And if he does, that's why I picked up Pollard. If Zeke is just balling and looking great after the fourth or fifth game, I'm going to drop him. But I just thought I'd grab him because I hope I'm wrong.
I'm going to say this again. How many injuries have Zeke ever had that stopped him from playing?
No.
I don't think I've
known. No, he doesn't. But he's had a lot of soft cushioning and now he's all tight muscle. And he's working out a lot more, and he's got more to strain. Before, he just had a nice little burger belly protecting everything. And I know that's not how science works, but that's where I'm going. Right. Here's a good question. Let's start with Rob on this one. Rob, right now, before the season has started, make a prediction on who is going to be our best offensive player and who is going to be our best defensive player. But we will not include Dak in this. Okay?
Okay. I'm going to have to... Offense, you know what? I think I'm gonna say CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, I thought you might. That was good. I thought you might say CeeDee. Cool. And defense?
I'm going to say Micah Parsons. See if he's the real deal, he'll be the real deal.
Parsons. Cool. Rob, offense. No, you're Rob. Yeah,
you mean me?
Bill.
You see, I'm going for Amari Cooper. I think last year CeeDee Lamb sort of showed Cooper that he needs to try a bit more. He's got that competition now.
This is really interesting. I can't wait for you guys to hear who I say my offensive guy is.
You're gonna say Gallup, aren't you?
I've had Gallup in my head all day because finish your reasoning. Finish your reasoning.
That's my reasoning. He's got competition. He's got competition right behind him. I think defenses are going to have to respect both of them, so it's going to open them both up. But at the moment, Dak knows Amari. He's known him longer. And he's on Hard Knocks. My God, he's cutting look good.
Yeah.
Defensively, I wanted to go Micah Parsons, but then there's such a little sample size. Let me say Trayvon Diggs. I think he's going to make that step forward. I think he's going to make that step forward. He's going to have that cushion with a safety that he didn't have before that allows him to be riskier and make the bigger plays. Because you could be a Byron Jones, and Byron Jones just stops people from actually catching a ball, but never intercepts a ball. Whereas Trayvon Diggs, he's kind of that guy that's got one eye on that ball, and I think he's going to do that. And that's where I think he's going to step up.
Oh, right. Well, I disagree with all four of your players, but I hope you're right about Trayvon Diggs. I genuinely hope Trayvon Diggs is our best player, but I think it's going to be Randy Gregory again, defensively. But offensively, yeah, I'm going Gallup. Let me explain this. Basically, for the reasons that you stated, but our number one and number two, depending on who you are, is Cooper and Lamb. Pick which one's first, like, depending on your preference. But Cooper and Lamb are number one and number two. Gallup is the firm number three. We've got two good tight ends. Gallup was a little bit droppy last season. Who is not, the defense is not going to be covering as much. Who has the ability and the speed to destroy them if they aren't checked properly? Gallup. You're right.
He's on a contract year, so he really needs to...
He's looking for big money.
He's looking for big money.
He needs to ball out.
He's got pushed down to a WR3, and he wants to get back to WR2. I don't think he's good enough to get WR1 money, but he'll get sort of... He's the kind of guy that you see ending up in Buffalo or Arizona.
And if he doesn't have a good year, the Cobblers will re-sign him for cheap if he doesn't have a good year.
I can't see him staying with us. I think this is his last. Year. I think then we move Cedric Wilson up there.
Yeah, I love Gallup. He's genuinely one of my favorite players. Just this whole story with his brother and then coming out and balling and stuff. Got a lot of time for Mark Gallup, but I 100% agree with you on that, Bill. He will not be a Cowboy this time next year. He won't be. Because why would you? You've got Cooper. Lamb ain't going anywhere. That's not happening. If we maybe sold Cooper, Gallup would stay. But I can't see that.
I think if a trade's going to happen, it's going to happen in our linebacker core. I can't see it happening in our wide receivers.
Unless we trade him halfway
through the season, we could end up getting quite good value for him for some team that's just lost a wide receiver that's still pushing for the playoffs.
We could get some good value for Gallup if that were the case.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
All right, because who's your defense?
Gregory.
Okay. Because he's just a fucking animal and he's got the bit between his teeth, and he's as I've already said on this podcast and several times, he's just so dependable when he's on the pitch, and he's so hungry. And I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't feel like Randy Gregory will ever have a game where he doesn't feel like he's got something to prove. And that's why he's such a good player, because obviously, yes, he's got the moves and all the ability, but every time he's on that pitch, he still feels like the NFL's against him. He still feels like the only people who've got his back is Jerry fucking Jones, right? Really? Because Jerry Jones, as much as, you know, we've all got problems with him occasionally, he's been brilliant with Gregory, and he's had his fucking back from day one. And because of that, Randy Gregory will always play for Jerry, especially if, as you say, you think it might be Jerry's last year. He'll always play for Jerry, and he'll always play to prove all the Cowboys haters that he isn't just a weed smoking jockey. He's a great fucking player. And I reckon he's got another two seasons of being our best defensive player, I reckon.
I think I'd like to see that as well. I think Gregory is outstanding when he wants to be, when he's given the chance. And the thing is with Gregory, once he's done that, he just wants to hide in the background. He doesn't want to be player of the game. He wants to be player of the game, but not actually receive player of the game.
Yeah. Fully agreed. He likes doing his job, but he doesn't want to be on camera afterwards talking about it.
Yeah.
That's great. Right, guys, should we move to some just general...
We've got
to
wrap this one up.
Do you want to wrap it up? Should we do general NFL talk once the season started?
I think so. I don't think there's enough news, to be fair.
No.
It's that quiet period now where we've lost a few people. You know, some teams have been dropped. The big news is always going to be to do with whether some Texans are rapist or not.
I mean, I just think the amount of free agents still available who are of high caliber is quite interesting.
Josh Norman just got signed by the Washington. Was it Washington? No, 49ers.
Really?
So 49ers are building to be a big team. Just another one. 49ers are going to have a good old push this year. And if Trey Lance is who the reports are saying Trey Lance is, then they're gonna be up there for sure. If not this year, but certainly next year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. On that note, then, right, we will wrap up. But before we wrap up, let's do a final question each, then, guys, because it is the first. It's the perfect podcast predictions. Right. Which team? This two-edged question. Which team do you think is going to have the worst record at the end of the season? And which team do you think is going to be the biggest surprise success?
Okay, I'll go first. I think the worst team is going to be the New York Jets.
Do you?
Yep.
Interesting. No, well, let's do all our worst first. So you're saying Jets, right? Because we could talk about this for 2 minutes. Who are you saying, Bill?
Houston Texans. They've just had a fire sale.
Yeah, Texans. It's a solid
they've just had a fire sale. They traded everyone away. JJ Watt's left them. Shaq Lawson's just been traded to the Jets. They'll have Whitney Merciless left and a few others, but they haven't got anything to compete with at all. And then
they've got one wide receiver.
They're not going to be able to chuck Deshaun Watson on the field because of the PR is just going to be atrocious because the whole thing is atrocious. So they're going to be on a backup quarterback. New coaching Fair. That's not really that good. And no one else to throw to, and they've no one. Their running backs are David Johnson and Christ, who's their other one? It was at Baltimore, Mark Ingram.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I'm Texans are a solid shout, but I'm going to go Carolina Panthers.
No, Sam Darnold's going to ball it.
I don't know. They're normally a good surprise team for turning up at some point, but I'm just not feeling them this season. They've got rid of some really good players, and then they've just left like mediocre wide receivers with Sam Darnold, who doesn't really have any confidence. Their defense is starting to fall apart. I mean, but I don't get me wrong. If you hadn't said Texans, I'd probably have said
Can I counter argue your point?
Yeah.
All right then. So they've got half-hearted wide receivers. They brought over Robbie Anderson, who was having a great time at the Jets, who's now with Sam Darnold having a great time at Panthers.
I forgot. I forgot they took Robbie Anderson.
DJ Moore was absolutely balling last year. And then they have the best, most receptions of the last few seasons when he's healthy in Christian McCaffrey. You cast him as a wide receiver at the same time as a running back. You brought in Sam Darnold, admittedly, not behind the greatest.
I mean, I know McCaffrey's going to get yards, but I just feel like they're going to do surprisingly bad. I didn't think about Robbie.
And do you know who the first game is?
But their defense isn't anything too special.
It's not great. But the Panthers' first game is against the Jets. So Sam Darnold plays his old team to start with, which I love.
Well, I'll tell you what, then, moving on to the other question, surprise team, I'm going Jets. I think the Jets are going to have a good season.
I think the Jets will finish above the Patriots this year.
And you know what I was going to say my surprise team was? The Patriots, because you know Bill Belichick ain't going to let two seasons go in a row with fucking losses.
Screw that. He's only got one quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it's like our season hinges on the defense. The Patriots' season hinges on can Mac Jones throw a fucking ball? That's it, really.
my surprise team of the year is going to be the Jags. I think Trevor Lawrence is who Trevor Lawrence has been told to be. I think he's going to absolutely ball it. They have a chance of winning that division because that division is hot garbage.
They've got no defence, though, Jags, really, have they?
Yes, but you're up against the Texans.
Yeah,
and
which is
the
garbage.
Colts, right?
Colts will win that. Colts will be the Jags on
that. The Titans. No, well, who they? If Wentz is the quarterback, come on. So you've got the Tennessee Titans. They're probably going to win that division.
But... Oh, sorry, I forgot. Titans are the other team. Yeah. No, Titans are winning that.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon.
But
I
the Jags stand a good chance.
Colts will do better than Jags. I reckon Colts do better than Jags.
Nah, not with Wentz.
I genuinely think Trevor Lawrence is going to be one of the biggest busts of the last 20 years. I genuinely
he's gonna be he's gonna be a bigger bust than Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, honestly,
he's gonna be a bigger bust than Donnie Parton.
That is my Pamela Anderson. That is my full on prediction. I think Trevor Lawrence is gonna bust out, man.
Not in a good way. He might bust his knee out on the ground for getting hit too many times.
No, he's just I don't know, man. I mean, he just looks like a walking L'Oreal advert. I just can't.
It looks like Jar Jar Binks in human form.
That is the single greatest thing I've heard so far about football this season, because he does. Trevor Lawrence looks like Jar Jar Binks in human form. Right, well, on that bombshell, I think that is where we should end our podcast, guys. Can I just say, fuck the listeners, what a joy it's been to chat to you guys again. It's been a little while.
He doesn't mean that, everyone. Please carry on listening.
No, I do.
You know, the Queen listens to this.
Yeah. Sorry, Queenie. No, honestly, I know we started off a little bit rough. No, it was a really nice chat to you guys. Really good to get the podcast going on. And if you are listening, all joking aside, thanks for staying with us. You'll get more of this. We'll be a bit more organised. The first show is always a little bit interesting. Let's go in. And I've been head all game. Let's be heart now. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
There he is.
I had to get it once. You guys are waiting for it.
Yeah. Well, as soon as I said it, I went to speak. And I was like, oh, no, stop, because Rob's going to say it. And there you are. right, guys. Well, here we are back. We'll be recording every Monday night. The podcast should be coming out every Tuesday. Always check for it Tuesday evening. It should be there by then, but due to unforeseen circumstances, it might be Wednesday. Hopefully, listen to our podcast, enjoy it. Tweet us at 10 Cowboys. That's spelled out TEN Cowboys. Or go on the First and 10 UK Cowboys Facebook page and call us all wankers. We look forward to it. And we will call you pricks back. Yeah, we will. Right, guys, absolute pleasure. And see you next week.
See you next week.